All right, a lot of people seem to be having problems with putting voice in the call. If you want to get the raspy sound, you've got to put voice in the call to make it rattle, and enough voice to where the call sound is louder than the voice going in. In other words, this doesn't do any good. Yeah, I'm putting voice in the call, but the call's not being ran. Means the caller's got to do something. There's an adjustment needs to be made. It's not the call's fault. It's the input of the caller into the call. Either more air needs to be added with the voice going in to engage the call, or if it's overblown and you go the other way with it. But that's totally individualized. But my point is the goal is to get the rasp of your voice to make whatever call you have, the raspiness coming out of the call, the output sound, be louder than the input voice going into the call. In other words, you don't want to hear your own voice over whatever rasp is coming out of the call. Alright, so number one is to obtain a call that can handle the force of the voice needed to make the rasp sound. That's number one. Now, after you got that, number two is you got to figure out how to get your audible voice into the call to make the sound coming out of the call louder than your voice going into the call. And it's going to be totally individualized. So that's something that the caller's going to have to figure out on their own. But number one, you'll never get to B if you don't have a call that can handle the load of your voice going in. So make sure you get a call that can handle the rasp load being the input of your audible voice. And then number two, once you got a call that can do that, figure out a way to make the call rasp louder than the audible sound you're making going into the call. And some people may say, all that rasp sounds like total crap. Okay, well, that's fine. And I'm just doing this for the people that want rasp sound in some of the notes they make. Clear sound is fine too. If you do clear and it works for you, great. More power to you. But for the people that want some raspiness, raunchiness in their sound at times, number one, you got to have a call that can do it. And number two, you got to teach yourself how to do it. And a small bore call isn't going to have the range of this, especially in voice, that a big bore call has. There's just no way. But anyway, in order to find out whether or not a specific call company or whatever call you're thinking about getting can do this, call them up and have them make this sound over the phone, or go to their website and find a file, something, to make sure that their call is capable of producing this sound. That's the safeguard. But in all honesty, putting voice into a call is a method. Once you figure it out, you can take any prior calls you may have loaned and you can get some kind of voice out of it. Is the range going to be as wide? No. Is it going to be easier or harder to do or more sensitive to hand position? Oh yeah, especially on a small bore. But the point is, this is a method. It's not a call specific.